Rakruta Ken Tucker has a review of two of his favorite summer releases from artists that he says should finally get more than just critical praise. Here's the first recording featuring the band Shoes. It's on your face, there's no mistake. It's in your blood, it's in your veins. I've lost control, I'm on the floor. I'll crawl for it, I'll beg for more. My satisfaction, it all depends on animal attraction. In everything you do, I stay awake, I can't escape. I've got it bad for you, animal attraction.
I don't know about you, but one reason I like rock and roll is that I like a good melody bolstered by a strong beat. Verbal dexterity, I can take or leave. When I want eloquence, I read poetry. It's always amazed me that in all the years since the breakup of the Beatles, so few performers influenced by the Beatles' sense of pop tunefulness have been successful. So it is with my men, Shoes, a quartet in Zion, Illinois, led by the brothers John and Jeff Murphy. They've been releasing their own albums since 1977 with consistent, persistent, obsessive excellence. The latest one is called Propeller. It's great. Chances are you'll never hear it on the radio. If all I had was you, the riches of the world would fade. With nothing more than you, I know I'd make it through. If all I had was you. In 1979, Shoes got its brief big break. They were signed by a major label, Elektra, and put out two typically terrific pop rock wonders. When they didn't sell, Elektra dropped the band. Now, by coincidence, Elektra is giving another pop rock wonder a chance. Freddie Johnston put out a small label album last year called Can You Fly? It got great reviews. I put it in my year-end top 10. It didn't sell. Johnston is another Midwesterner with a reedy, plaintive voice, and he's made a second album that's even stronger than his debut. I suspect that a lot of rock and roll fans find the music of Shoes and Freddie Johnston on the wimpy side. There's now a generation or two of people who think rock and roll means Led Zeppelin and or Nirvana, and anyone working at a lower volume is a wuss. Well, I'm for a definition of rock and roll that's more expansive, more inclusive than that. Freddie Johnston and Shoes deserve your open mind.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Shoes' new album, Propeller, and Freddie Johnston's This Perfect World.